On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture some of those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and leadership. Hey, today I'm wrapping up my focus on One Blood, Parting Words to the Church on Race. Now, I could keep talking about this book for some time. I mean, there is so much to glean from this octogenarian, this leader for racial reconciliation, this advisor to presidents, this tireless worker, this author, and this friend by the name of John M. Perkins. And I want to pause on that word friend for just a moment, because as I mentioned in my last podcast, that word friend seems to be a recurring word in Perkins' vocabulary. I mean, he's talking about friends over and over and over again in his book. And in his chapter, which he entitles, The Greatest of These is Love, he describes his friendship with Wayne Gordon, a friendship that began 45 years ago when Gordon, who was white, first heard Perkins, who is black, when Perkins spoke at Wheaton College. And I want to highlight friendship in general and this friendship in particular because in discussing the love between them, Perkins identifies what he sees as the secret to winning the fight for racial reconciliation. Now, at that word secret, I perked up my ears. And I want to dive into that for a little bit, but in order to do it, let me give you a little context. Perkins writes, Wayne and I talk on the telephone almost every day of the week now. In the beginning, we would talk about 3 times a week, but more recently, it has been every day. We decided that we needed to talk and pray for each other every day, and we've been doing life together like this for more than 30 years now. Now listen, as Perkins describes the depth of this friendship, and as you listen, I want you to catch his comment about the secret to winning the fight for racial reconciliation.
When I think about what made our love grow more and more, it was that whenever we were together, we were competing to love the other more. When my son died, Wayne stopped what he was doing and came to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with me. He was there to walk through that valley with me. He has allowed his children to become friends and grandchildren to me. At a recent CCDA conference, we were talking about fundraising. Most of the people thought that all the donors were my friends, but they were actually Wayne's friends first. He had caused his friends to become my friends. And I think this is the secret to how we can win this fight for reconciliation. If each one would reach across to the other and merge their circles of influence, if we could do this as individual Christians and as churches, God would do great things with us. I have been enriched, blessed, and comforted by the true wealth of friendship. If I were to begin naming all the names of these special people, there would not be enough room to contain them. So richly has God blessed me with men like Wayne, both black and white, who have stood by my side and held my arms up in the places of weakness and rejoiced with me in times of celebration. If I had known the true power this friendship afforded me, I would have been more courageous along the way.
That is so good. 2 friends who reached across the divide, so to speak, who merged their circles of influence, and God did great things. Now, if you want to see the power of that influence, just check out ccda.org. That's the Christian Community Development Association. It's an organization devoted to inspire, train, and connect Christians who seek to bear witness to the kingdom of God by reclaiming and restoring under-resourced communities. And it's the work of 2 people who came across and merged their efforts. Now, merging circles of influence is powerful. I saw it last week as 9 church planters gathered at Spanish River Church in Boca Raton, the church I serve, to participate in a fully accredited Master of Arts in Ministry in Church Planting. And this program was birthed through merging circles of influence between Spanish River Church and Capital Seminary in graduate school. But what made working with this particular cohort of students so satisfying for me is that most were African American and Hispanic leaders who were there because one of our former students, Pastor Doug Logan, who's the former lead pastor at Epiphany Fellowship Camden and now the director of diversity for Acts 29, was willing to cross the divide, so to speak, and Doug merged his circle of influence with that of Spanish River and Capital Seminary. And the result of that merging is first a program that's more racially diverse, But second, it's actually the birthing of a unique Master of Arts in Ministry in inner city urban church planting that will take place in urban centers and be led by urban planters. But for me, one of the rich rewards for merging circles of influence is my growing friendship with Doug Logan. You know, as I reflect on Perkins' words about merging circles of influence and the significance of that for winning the fight for racial reconciliation, I see some distinct, immediate impact in our context. One, I look at educationally, we have a stronger cohort because we're merging circles of influence. We experienced that last week in terms of the interaction around the table and what we're learning. Two, relationally, our lives have been impacted so much by interacting with folks with whom we may not regularly hang out with on a day-to-day basis because our communities are so far apart and our backgrounds are so different. But three, missionally, I'm seeing the impact on church plants, and in particular, seeing churches planted in areas they may not have been planted or perhaps not planted as well, simply because people who are different came together and merged their circles of influence for God's greater good. In other words, we're experiencing the secret Perkins alludes to in his book. You know, as I've noted in my two previous podcasts from this book, Perkins concludes his work with these words. My prayer is for God to hasten the day when every church in America is a multicultural church. Until then, every one of us has a crucial part to play in this story of reconciliation. I know what my part is. I will preach the biblical message of reconciliation until he calls me home. I know what my part is, Perkins writes, and I know what my part is as well. I want to continue to work with others to reach across and merge my circle of influence with brothers and sisters of color. As Perkins urges me, if we can do this as individual Christians and as churches, God can do great things with us. Amen to that. Well, the secret to winning the fight for racial reconciliation, merging circles of influence. That's my thought on my walk with John M. Perkins in his final manifesto, One Blood. Now, what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.